I love you forever with all my heart. I love you forever. My King, I love you forever with all my heart. I love forever, forever, you're my King, my shelter, forever, in time of storm, my shelter forever, forever, you're my King. Your mercy forever shall follow me. Your mercy forever, you're my King, and all the glory and the honor belong to you. King, I love you forever with all my heart, and I love you forever. King, forever you're my King, forever you're my King. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings, God, for your blessing us to see you another day. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health this morning. Thank you for strength this morning. Thank you for a reasonable portion, O God, of health and strength that you provide, a mind with a desire to serve you, a mind filled with gratitude and thanks, understanding that this day was not a day that was promised, but God, every day that you allow us to see is a gift, a present that you bestow upon us and give us an opportunity to magnify you, to glorify you, to be used by you, to draw near to thee, God. And I'm grateful for just another day. I don't take it for granted, God, that you have blessed me to see this brand new day. And so I can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I can declare that, God, because I know that my life is in your hands, God. I lean and depend upon you, God. Oh, God, I depend upon you for everything that is in my life. Oh, God, for my walk and my talk, my actions and my thoughts, God, my ways, God. I depend upon you to lead, guide, and direct me, Lord. And so I know that I'm not even able to breathe on my own unless you breathe the breath of life into me. And so, God, when I wake up in the morning, God, gratefulness is in my heart. When I wake up in the morning and I hear your voice calling me and telling me to rise, God, it's another day to give thanks, another day for glory, another day to give you honor, God, and another day to make your name, God, magnificent and glorious so that you can come in and inhabit my praises. God, I'm desperate for you this morning, God. I can't do anything this day without you. And so as we put flesh under subjection and as we consecrate ourselves this day on this day of fasting, God, oh, God, you compel us, you urge us, you stress upon us to continue to remain steadfast in being watchful and in prayer, oh, God, because some things come by fasting and praying, God, and we must always be about our Father's business, oh God, and be on guard for the enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, God, and so we must be watchful and prayerful, God, watchful, God, so that we may see, oh God, your glory, God, and that we may magnify you, God, with the fruit of our lips, and to pray, Lord, so that we'll be in continuous communion with you and fellowship with you, so when the enemy comes up and tries to lift up a standard against me, God, you will rebuke that standard. You will rebuke his attack, and we will be able to declare that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And so, God, we need you, God, today. We surrender to you even now, God. And we say, God, not our wills, but let thine will be done, God. What you need for us to do today, we're willing to do. Where you need us to go, God, we're willing to go. We're living in the last imperialist times, evil days, God, where men, God, have become lovers of themselves, God, and they're doing things which are right in their own eyes, God. But this morning, I declare, God, that I won't lean unto my own understanding, but in all my ways, God, I am desperately acknowledging you, Lord, because I not only need you to direct my pathways, but I need you to give me the strength to go. God, I not only need you to give me the strength to go, God, I need you to empower me, God, with your spirit so that your love may abide in me, God. You need me, God. You urge me to let my light so shine, but God, I don't want the light of the world, oh God, to shine. I don't want the light of my flesh to shine, of the darkness that's in my flesh to shine. And so, God, I need your help to put flesh under subjection that you might get the glory out of me, God, that I may be a living epistle read of men, God, today, that men might come to me and say, what must I do to be saved, God? I want your glory, oh, God, to shine in me, God, this day, God, that the love of God may wax strong in me, that I would even love my enemies, God, love those that persecute me, God, Lord, love those that talk about me and spitefully use me, God. I want to love just like you, God. I want an unconditional love, God. A love that looks beyond faults, God, and sees the need, God. I want a love, oh God, that will be able to overcome a multitude of sins. Let that love abide in me, God, today. On this day that we celebrate love across the world, God, we want people to see the love of Christ, not the love of our flesh, God. I love my wife, God, as Christ has loved the church, Lord. You've shown us and you gave us a blueprint, God, that even when we're in the midst of sin, your love never failed. Your love never ran out, God. Your love never gave up on me, God. And I want that love to exude out of me today, God. A love, oh God, that's indescribable. A love, oh God, that cannot be overcome by anything that this world throws my way. So, God, shine in us your love, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, fill us with your goodness. Fill us with your mercy. Fill us with your long suffering and patience, God. Fill us, oh God, with your meekness and your temperance, God. Holy Ghost, we're asking for you this morning to not only to just rest, but we need you to rule and we need you to abide in us, God, today. That where we go, God, we'll be willing to bring you with you, with us, God. We don't want to lay down our salvation anywhere, God, but everywhere we go, God, we want you to order our footsteps, God, and we want the glow of God to wax strong all around us, God, and to
leave his footprints, his footmarks, God, everywhere we go, God. Oh, God, you know people that wear perfume, God, you can tell where they have been, God. It does not matter what hallway they went into or what room that they wore, whether it's cologne or perfume, God, you can smell the scent, God. But, God, I want the scent of your glory, God. I want the glow of your magnificent glory, God. Oh, God, to shine, oh, God, outside on the inside of me and exude out of me, God, that someone might say, God, that that man has been with God. Pray, man, God. That's what I want, oh God, people to see. And that's what I want people to smell. And that's what I want people to hear. The praises of our God flowing from my lips, God. This day, God, that you might get the glory out of your people. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as we submit to you, God, then we won't allow sin to take rule and take the wheel of our lives. Because sin causes issues between us and thee. Sin breaks the fellowship, God, that we need, God, each and every day. When we are connected to the vine, when we are connected to the source of our strength, God, you give us everything that we need. We can walk in the promises of God. We can declare that I can do all things. We can declare that we're not the tails, but we are the head, God. When we are connected to you, God, we are more than overcomers, oh God. We have all the power that we need. God, oh God, this power of love, I mean the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. When we are connected to you, God, we have everything we need to live victorious, holy, and acceptable lives. But when we allow sin to get in, oh God, it separates us from your love. It separates us from your anointing. It separates us from your presence, God. It separates us and causes us to become decayed even more. Oh, God, it causes us to be unacceptable even the more. And so, God, we desperately need you, God, today. And we declare right now that we won't allow anything to separate us from your love. Tribulation, no, it won't separate us from your love. Persecution at home or persecution on our job or even persecution on the road, God, no. We won't allow anything to separate us from the love of God. Depths or height, things above or things below, God. Nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, God, today, because your love, oh, God, it's an all-consuming fire that just breathes life into us, breathes hope into us. God gives us strength, gives us an anointing. Oh, God, puts a smile on our face because you love us so unconditionally. And so, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. What can wash away our sins? The songwriter said, nothing but the blood. What can make us whole without and within? Nothing but the blood. So cover us in the blood right now, so that everything that we do, God, going forth in this day will be done for your glory and for your honor. Cast the devil out of the minds. Cast the devil out of the wheels, God. Even though we're on the phone, Lord, sacrificing for you right now and coming together to pray, the enemy is a thief. He is a lying wonder, God, that comes in and just does things on a subtle, Lord, to cause us to be distracted, to cause us to be disconnected, to cause us to miss the mark, God, and be off course from you, God. But I declare right now that his tricks and his traps won't work on your people today. For we declare right now that we will keep our eyes focused on you, God, because our help cometh from you, the maker of heaven and earth. So we lean not into our own understanding, God, but we submit to your will, God, and we submit to your way. We speak under authority right now, God, that the enemy, God, won't get the victory out of our lives today. So keep our hearts focused in on you, God. Hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, God. Feed us your roll, your scroll, God, right now in the name of Jesus, and we're willing to eat the whole roll. And so let your glory, oh God, be inside of us, so that your glory, God, may come out of us, and we may be the witnesses, the living epistles that you need for us to be today. Clean us up, and then fill us up. Clean out everything that's unlike you, and then fill us with your glory, fill us with your goodness, fill us with your love, fill us with your power, that we may be your children today, and we may be a children that will make your name proud, that we will walk worthy of our calling, oh God, wherever it may be at, on our jobs, in our homes, on the street. God, help us to make our calling sure. And that when we proclaim that we are a believer, that we make your name proud today.
We can't worry about yesterday. Old things are passed away. Thank you for a new day today. And thank you for your love. Help us to show love to those that we are connected to and even to those that we are disconnected to from this day. Let us show the love of God. Help us to show your love today. Though others, God, around here are showing a fleshy love or a carnal love, oh, God, passing out gifts and things because of Valentine's Day. But we have the greatest Valentine story in the world, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to come into the world so that those that might believe will be saved. Thank you, God, for that promise. Thank you for your sacrifice, and thank you for your example of love. I cannot say that I love you and don't love those that I am around. Your word declares that, because you are love. You are the epitome of love. And so, God, we want your love to abound in us, Lord, today. Use us for your glory. Use us for your honor as we spread love and not hate on this day. We magnify your name, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you, God, for this day. You are a wonderful God and a wonderful Savior, and we magnify you, God, this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.